At the recent Mid-South Farm and Gin Show in Memphis, Tennessee, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue announced the reinstatement of a cotton ginning cost share program that will offset a portion of cotton producers' 2016 crop season ginning costs. We caught up with Secretary Perdue after the announcement, and here's what he had to say regarding the unified effort it took to get this enacted.
The Cotton Council was paramount, not just with me, but obviously in working really all the decision makers on the Hill. Obviously, you know, Chairman Conaway fortunately comes from a cotton district, so he understood the issue. Here from his growers, but there was a unified effort, and I think you saw that from the vast array of colleagues that signed on, congressional colleagues that signed on to the effort fixing the cotton deal, that everyone became aware that it was not included in Title I in 2014 Farm Bill. That essentially eliminated a safety net that was there. The stacks program, unfortunately, didn't work the way people had hoped it would work, and cotton was out there without any kind of safety net aside from crop insurance. So the industry is ahead. The council, not only Ronnie, but his colleagues and all the people who worked there were very instrumental in creating a path. And frankly, the good news about it is they created a path with solutions. It wasn't a handout like more money, more money, more money. They came with solutions about how we could do that. I made the reference this morning that we had to kind of look through every cushion in the couch to find the money on this cotton gin cost share area there. Money's tight in D.C. right now in the USDA budget, but we were able to move some things around to get this done. But it was only because the cotton industry came in this ballot budget fix and didn't just have a handout saying we need more money, but they came with solutions.
And when it comes to NAFTA, something that is on almost everyone's mind in agriculture.
Well, I can assure you our voice is being heard on a weekly basis, and the administration hears me loudly and clearly. I was in the White House this past week, and I've had a little bronchitis, and the president, we were talking about the RFS issue there, but he went over into NAFTA about, wouldn't it be better if we withdrew from NAFTA? We were all saying no, 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 and I had a kind of a coughing fit. He said, Sonny, you're okay? I said, yes, Mr. President. I get choked up every time you start talking about withdrawing from NAFTA. So, but anyway, we're continuing to tell the story. The president came out of the campaign thinking that all Americans were against NAFTA. He soon learned, and very quickly, about how NAFTA was beneficial to agricultural sector, most all of it, not all of it, but most all of it. And we continue to press that forward. But he came out of the real estate market in New York thinking that you had to walk away from a deal in order to get the best deal. And he brings that into his strategy now. He's a tough negotiator. I do think we'll get a successful NAFTA deal done. The steel aluminum tariffs that were announced going to make it more difficult, frankly, but I believe we were very close to a reasonable NAFTA deal that would work and renew that. We began by first saying, first of all, do no harm. Agriculture is fine, but we want an aggressive program for the whole of U.S. economy. He's focused on the trade deficits, obviously, created mostly by autos and auto parts, but as I said in our speech this morning, the good thing about agriculture is we're producing more. We need more overseas markets. We don't need to be barriers coming into our market, and that's what NAFTA represents.